Tage Network.
That's a goddamn.
How's it going, everybody? What's going on? Get up, Tom. This is the Bumble Boys, and I am your host, Tom Linder. Woo! And alongside me, as always, is my intrepid co-host, Ronnie Rory Alabaster.
How's it going, Charles? Good to be with you one more time on the podcast. Thank you for being our fearless leader. It's good to be in podcast land with all the listeners out there.
Oh, hell yeah.
And thank you. I want to thank you for being our Sherpa of Podcast Mountain one more time,
that
Charles.
That is me. I am a Sherpa of this podcast.
I'm also Sherpa Dave.
Shut the hell up. Have not introduced you yet.
Handy, you are embarrassing us in front of the dickhead boys.
Yeah, right, but I will say this. We are sharing the airwaves today with the number one Bumblebee's podcast and Air Podcast Mentors.
Feels a lot like you guys are hogging the airwaves.
I was just getting you, Umar. You ever heard about broadcast? This is how you broadcast.
Yeah. Umar, don't go right at these guys.
Our podcast mentors, the digression sessions.
Nice.
Hey, well, we're excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you for bringing the burger cookies and the Rofo breakfast sandwiches, guys.
Guys, we are Baltimore born and bred. We bring it to the podcast, and we always travel with Royal Farms.
Yeah, and that's another thing I noticed is that I thought you guys had coffees, but they're just Royal Farms large coffees with beer in
them. Coffee mugs from Royal Farms.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it's a weekend morning, and that's how we got started off.
Guys, so did you have leftover Rofo cups in your cars, or do you go to Rofo, get a clean cup?
Oh, my
and
God.
Then get
no,
beer?
We don't get clean cups. Reduce, reuse, recycle, you piece of shit. God damn.
I didn't know you guys cared so much about the environment.
You think local, act globally. God. Damn.
Of course, it's reusable cups.
Jesus
Christ.
We're
not monsters or nothing.
God damn. What do you think? We're fucking Pittsburghians?
Yeah. What do you think? We're Philadelphia Eagles fans?
Right. Guys, not to be a stickler here, but could I get introduced on the podcast?
Oh,
Jesus
my God.
Christ. All right, guys.
Sorry, Umar.
This is our least favorite portion of the podcast, Umar and Josh. It is time to introduce our sometimes guest and least favorite person, Andy. Don't call me Handy, but we do because we disrespect
him.
Buck.
Disrespect him. Hey, Zagir. Good to be here. Episode motherfucking 50. They said it couldn't be done.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a dual podcast.
Yeah, I got an email about that. Literally, they said you guys are not allowed to do more than 50 episodes.
Right. Initially, they had said that, but we have been so successful and following in digression sessions footsteps.
Yeah.
So we have 50 strong, guys. It's a celebration. It's a dual podcast.
It's a dual podcast. It's like when Joe Flacco. It's a fucking dual podcast, Handy. It's like when What's-His-Nuts got hurt and Joe Flacco had to go in as the backup quarterback, and they're like, oh, no, you just played this game, but he plays so well, he fucking won him a Super Bowl later. He's a starter forever, you know? That's what the Baltimore voice is. We're the Joe Flacco podcast.
Definitely.
Wait. So what is the dick says? Are we the guy that gets hurt?
You're Cal Ripken a podcast.
Yeah, you're Cal Ripken.
Iron Man.
You guys are 200 and some goddamn episodes. We're walking in your footsteps, but we are creeping up quickly, guys.
So what would you guys say you've learned from the Dig Sesh boys?
We learned how to have a podcast, and we learned how to follow in your footsteps, guys.
Okay. Well, very specific answer. How specific you guys get on the Baltimore voice.
This is how we do it, Umar. We like how you guys get specific sight because you don't got him.
Okay.
That's a strong guy.
Cool, that's
man.
A got him.
Dope.
I'm going over my notes, though, but it says that you guys went to CCBC. All three of you graduated from the broadcasting program.
Not entirely accurate.
Yeah, I'm the only one who has gone through the classes of CCBC broadcasting. Yeah. Andy has gone in there to try to sneak in, but they have rejected him, and he has done a plethora of hijinks in order to try and sneak into classes.
Oh, my God.
They catch him every time.
Yeah, I haven't been accepted in the CCBC. They keep rejecting my application and say, I just try to get in there, but then they kick me out.
Yeah. I keep getting offers. Like, they try to get me, like, a first-round draft pick. They're like, we're very interested in you matriculating from our courses. And I go, okay, I don't even know what that is, guy.
Well, Ronnie's already learned from osmosis sitting next to me all these weeks.
Yep, and so osmosis we trust.
Guys,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm an alum of CCBC, so if you guys need some help, I mean.
Hey, if you could put a good word for me, Umar, that'd be great. I would fucking love that.
I just heard you keep spelling your name incorrectly on the application.
There's a lot of hurdles to get into CCBC. It's harder than people think. So You know, that could be one of my many problems. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he does have many problems. That's
yeah, and honestly, I think the mayor should look into that. You know, I mean, not to let Handy in, but to keep him out for sure.
Hey, they come on,
more roadblocks. Come on,
Mayor P. She's got a lot on her plate right now. She's too busy to be handling these kinds of things. She's
Handy. You do not introduce any topics. We've gone over this a million times.
I was just going to ease right into the transition air.
You can't transition, especially on this dual podcast. I'm sorry, Josh and Umar. No, Handy is stepping out of bounds.
Honestly, it's no problem.
Yeah, it's fine. No. I mean, he's fine. Isn't he like a... I mean, at this
point... sometimes guest.
I'm a frequent guest, like minimum.
He's a sometimes guest. That's as high as he's got.
I feel like at this point, you could just make him an official...
Umar, I'd appreciate it if you did not tell me how to run my own goddamn podcast.
Wow. A friendly suggestion.
Let Umar speak.
I look up to you, Scott.
Speak truth to power, Umar.
God damn.
I do look up to you guys, but never tell me how to run my podcast. You'll be thrown right out of the room.
All
right,
Umar. Like I said, give these guys a wide berth.
Let them
get through. So anyway, Handy does not introduce topics, and I will not stand for it. I'm going to a completely separate topic. Guys, can you believe how Mayor Pugh is disregarding what's going on?
Yeah.
That's how it's done right there, Handy. That's how you introduce a topic.
Hey, if I got a CCBC, I'll be introducing topics left and right. You'll see.
Yeah, learn to spell your name right then, guy.
But I'll tell you one thing about Mayor Pugh. Her ability to pay attention to news stinks.
Ew.
And that's a goddamn right there.
That's a goddamn strong guy.
That's true. Very specific. One of the strengths of our podcast, how specific we are.
Right, Umar?
You guys are so specific. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm learning a lot from you guys.
You know what? Sometimes I am too. The one who is taught becomes the teacher. And that's a goddamn.
Dang, I didn't think you were going to quote scripture on his podcast, Charles. You're really showing out for these Dig Sesh boys.
Very well read, my guys.
That was well fucking done over there.
So don't even get it twisted, Josh. Umar Handy.
What did Marilyn Pugh get caught doing?
What's
or
that?
Not doing?
Stankin'. She stinks.
She stinks.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She does not follow the news, guys.
Mayor P.U. is what I call her because of how bad she is at being mayor and following news.
Appreciate you doubling up on that joke, Candy, but it's not necessary. I already did it. Thank you.
What about Mayor Poop?
That's a good one,
Josh.
That's a good one.
Josh, I know you're a local comedic legend, but maybe you should handle the goddamns to me and Ronnie and maybe Handy.
Yeah, shut up, guy. Goddamn. Yeah, let the adults talk.
If I give a brief recap here, say apparently Mayor Pugh, she's not been following the police corruption trials because she says she's too busy. And, you know, it seems like maybe it'd be important for her to follow the news a little bit, but she's got too much in her mayoral duties.
Dude, have you guys heard like how bad it is? Like,
hey guys, how about mayor duties?
Oh yeah,
you know, because
yeah. Well, you know what? When you bring the joke back around like that, that's what a professional comedian.
How about
thanks,
mayor got no boobies? What's up?
Oh,
nah, I don't necessarily.
Honestly,
we don't want a body shaming room nothing anymore.
No. Yeah. Honestly, your strong anti-feminist bent does not fit in well with our show. No, it does not.
If there was one podcast my anti-feminism bent would work, it'd be the
Baltimore Voice. Fucking God.
I can't believe Tage Network set us up with such an anti-feminist. I don't believe that.
Body shaming? Unbelievable. In this day and age, it's fucking 2018, I'm told.
I don't know. I'm so drunk half the time, I can't tell what time.
Oh, I don't care. That's the thing. Time doesn't exist. Think
about
that.
Apparently, these cops, they were literally just, they've robbed a couple, $100,000 in cash from their safe. They took guns from people, didn't report it, sold it back to their drug dealer friends. They stole trash bag full of drugs and resold it.
Umar, how you know all this?
Yeah.
You involved?
Yeah, assassins.
You involved?
Umar.
Yeah, you got a little too much inside info.
I know. I hope I don't get fucking killed.
Well, here's the thing. What's the mayor doing about it?
I think she's not doing anything. She's too busy yelling at kids who are squeegeeing windshields, you know.
Guys, that's why Mayor Pugh stinks.
Mayor Pugh, she's taking the broken windows theory, and she's going with the squeegeed windows theory. Thank you. Thank you.
What the hell is Handy
talking
about? I apologize for that one.
Yeah.
That was worse than Josh Cadona's guy.
Yeah, goddamn. That was pretty bad, too. Hey, Handy, how about you win? Don't do that no more, all right, buddy?
All right, fine.
Let me ask you guys this. Being, you know, Baltimore natives, how do you guys approach when these kids, these these rapscallions come to you.
All right, all right. Easy, Umar, you've already shamed women. I don't need you disparaging the youth of the city.
Yeah,
I
just
love the youth that work with the youth.
Just because they're out there doing rap music and stuff, I don't need you talking mean about them.
I think you guys are putting...
I myself was a B-boy back in my own day. I had rap skills similar to Ozzie Newsome when he told C. Bishotti he was quitting last week on Baltimore Voice episode 49.
Can you give us a
sample of
some of your hottest tracks?
No. Listen, episode 49.
That's episode 49 and a half.
Similar to this episode for Digression Sessions, bonus content, the Baltimore Voice goes ahead and releases bonus content episodes.
Bonus.
And you can tell they're bonus content. Number one is in
blue.
And number two, they're always half episodes. Mm-hmm.
But
the title's a good indicator. But I do remember that, Charles. He'd travel everywhere. He had cardboard under his arm so he could fucking do a breakdance.
I still know
how
to do a little breakdance. Last time I did throw a three out my back, so I haven't really done it too much in the last
But you made it work, though. You just spun in a circle on your back. No one knew. They were just like, God damn.
You fancy boys. Shit out of your back.
Yeah, I scraped it up, but you know what? Bodies heal, Umar.
Yeah.
That's true.
Always got to be expanded.
That's why I think you can body shame because bodies heal and, you know, they can take the. They
well,
can
I don't
take
know if
it.
Body shaming has to do exactly with scraping up bodies. That's more.
Mental scars don't go away, Umar.
Okay. Umar, I don't know if you know, but Charles has a micro penis and we like to be quite. We like to be supportive of him. And that's part of the reason why we're not going to body shame people, you know?
Handy, I do maintain with the 2018 technology, I will get my micro penis to a normal size average male's penis by the end of 2018, and that is my goal for the year.
What do you think is average?
Like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 inches, somewhere I can look down and see it. That'd be great.
Right.
Okay.
Because I look down and there's just nothing there. I got to go to the mirror and pull some skin back before I see nothing.
He's like a Ken doll down there, basically.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you in a relationship?
I fuck many girls, Umar. How dare you question my manhood?
I'm asking if you're in a relationship.
Wow. I fuck women so much that I'm tired of fucking, and I take breaks on my own accord. That's how many girls I be fucking.
Josh, these guys are...
I'm very impressed.
I know,
And honestly, that was in my notes, too, from the Tage Network executives. It just said, you know, there's a breakdown of the show and the guys that host, and it said...
You mean because you listen every week, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course. But, you know, I try to be professional on the show.
Yeah, Josh, Umar, what kind of gas you guys getting?
I'm in a relationship, so
we both
get gash.
Dating Karen.
You
guys got nice
some good gash.
But I just wanted to say, in the notes that I received, it said Charles has a micro penis, and
well,
I thought that was the Tage Network executives taking a shot at you, but that is true.
No, it's true. I have a clinical disease. I got blood disease, and I do have a micro penis.
Mm. You have blood disease?
When I get an erection, all my blood goes to my penis, and then I pass out.
Hold on.
Are you sure it's not that all your penis goes to your blood? It goes
back
inside, and your dick is in your veins.
That's something new I'm working with, Ron.
Yeah.
Every time you have sex, you're passed out.
My micro penis goes in, and I happen to have to come real quick. So in about 15, 20 seconds, I'm done.
So you get a couple pumps in.
Assume the woman is satisfied.
If you were in the, you know, you'd be if you were in the wild, you'd be crushing it because you would just fuck real quick and you'd be able to fuck a bunch of
chicks. Let me tell you this right now. He is in the wild. All right? He's the king of the jungle out there.
Yeah,
all right?
Dundalk is pretty nuts.
They'll call him the micro machine for nothing.
But do not sleep on Ronnie Rory Alabaster's penis because he has a fidget spinner dick.
Yeah, I don't know if that's in your little breakdown over there, Josh Cadernas, but I cut my dick off and replaced it with a fidget spinner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And
can
so
you put
when
different attachment.
You're goddamn right. Yeah. I got the nice Barons. I got R188s.
The R188 bearings are very important.
Made in fucking America. Made in Dundalk, I hope. And
God
I got
damn.
Joe Flacco's face on there.
Yeah. And when he splooges all over the place.
Yep.
That fidget spinner dick is spinning.
Yeah.
And when we get our website up, baltimorevoice.zane, there's going to be an extensive.
Don't steal it.
But when it's up, there's going to be an extensive section about all of our penises.
Yeah, well, I mean, not so extensive for Charles. You just need a little spot on the internet. Over there.
That's all I need is a little blurb. One of the why? Because I have a micro penis and I'm proud.
You should be. Good for you, man.
Yeah, you should start like a non-profit for other micropenis dudes.
Well, I got to worry about myself, Umar, but thank you very much for trying to tell me to spend my hard-earned money on other people's micropenises. I'm saving up for my surgery, Umar.
You're not like a group or you support each other.
I support my goddamn self, Umar.
I feel like having a micropenis would be...
You know, I have great friends, Josh, Umar, Umar, Josh, and Ronnie. Damn and right. Andy.
Yeah.
So I don't need no other support but besides my buds and my booze.
Now, again, I do listen to the podcast, but maybe some people are hearing it for the first time. Mm. We've discussed your dick, Charles.
Yeah.
Ronnie, we've discussed your...
Yeah, damn right.
Handy, what's going on with your member?
I mean, I got...
Wow, how dare you?
That's a private matter. That's a private matter, Josh.
That's audacious.
I thought it was just out in the open. I'm flattered, but that's a private matter.
Yeah, I don't know if you should be asking Handy about that, Josh, because he has been known to stand outside your house and just stare into the window.
That's true.
Has he? He has a minor obsession with you that has sort of moved to Jeff Foxworthy, but it's still, he's very focused on Josh.
And Josh's all like, yeah, I get gashed on the regular. Hey, Handy, what's up with your dick? I don't know about this guy. Yeah,
this guy's asking about your dick, Andy.
But I would just say that, I don't know, Handy, I think your silence speaks volumes. You might not even have a dick.
Hey, wait. I'm not like your friend, that racist Scott that we had on the first dual podcast. I'm not like him, I'll tell you that much. I got a penis for sure.
Wait, you got a what?
I got a penis for sure.
Oh, penis.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. He's got poon for sure.
Yeah, he does. Poon nanny.
I don't know why you guys having trouble understanding me because I'm just speaking regular. So, whatever. Fuck.
Well, I mean, I don't know if those listening at home can tell, but Umar is brown. He's got an accent.
They can all tell.
Yeah,
he does. They can all tell. He's got a brown accent.
Yeah, you should go to allocution classes, right. Dumbass.
Stop saying it so brown.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I know you don't. I hear the way you're talking.
Yeah, maybe well, you sound dumb as hell. CCBC, try their allocution classes.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, Umar, Josh, Umar, we have an allocution episode ready to go, bonus content style.
Nice.
Yeah, we teach people how to talk correctly.
Unlike you,
Umar, what do you do? Learn how to talk in a jungle? Got it.
That's a strong Gotti right there.
Damn,
that's
dude.
A strong I mean, like, Gotti.
Remember that movie Jumanji where that guy goes in the game and he's in the jungle for like 27 years?
Remember, it just came out 2 weeks ago.
Is that where you learned Kevin Hart? Yeah. Jumanji game?
Yeah. Robin Williams taught me how to talk.
Yeah, he taught
you. Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should learn from somebody else.
He was teaching me very complicated math equations. He taught me how to talk.
And he was doing surgery with a clown nose on
him. Yeah. And yeah, I remember he taught me how to jerk off with a belt around my neck.
Yeah.
Well,
He took it too far, though.
He put some like weird. He would like rub like flubber all over my dick.
He's my
Me too.
He's my broadcasting teacher at CCBC.
I remember that.
Good morning. He said, "Good morning, beast, every morning." CCBC is what I said.
He told me if I rubbed his dick enough, a genie would come out.
Yeah, he told me that too. At the time, he was dressed up like a female, like a British nanny. He said, "Put a belt around your neck." I did it.
Right.
I did it.
I think he was a bad man.
He's also one time, he's crazy. He's from outer space. His name, he called himself Mork at one point.
Yeah. One time he told me he wanted to murder this guy Smoochie. And I was like, nay way, I don't want to do that anymore.
You're like, why would we want to murder Smoochie? Smoochie's the main.
Yeah, I like Smoochie. Yeah, he plays for the Ravens, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. One time I was at the mall, I saw him. I was like, can I get these photos back in one air?
One air?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm. That's a good get right there.
Damn, dude.
Also, he told me at one point he was a psychiatrist and he was treating the most smartest guy in the history of Harvard. This guy came in after a class airs and solved math equations.
Yeah, one time when he was jerking me off, he was like, you know, this isn't molestation or this isn't pedophilia because I'm actually 12 years old, but my body is just aging so quickly.
Right.
Oh,
that's a great wow. I
had a similar story. I said, what's your name? He said, it's Jack. And I go, is it? He goes, I'm not finished. It's jack me off right now. Yeah, and I did it. Yeah. I did it. I fucking did it.
God, what are
some He's a celebrity. I got nervous. I did it. I jacked him
me
off.
Me too. And then he like opens the container and he's like, this is my fart. Smell it.
I did that too. Damn.
Yeah, he went on a road trip once with a couple of other friends. And they called themselves Rube Dogs. They were just barking up a storm going across the country.
Oh, I got confused. I didn't know if he was in an RV. Okay, he went across the road. Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. He took two trips.
Right,
he went there and back.
Two separate trips.
Yeah, Robin. Gotcha.
Oh, my God.
Know your goddamn history, Robin Williams.
I don't want to interrupt. It seems like you guys are having a lot of fun. And it's really
always
it,
do.
Is this what the show is? Because, again, in my breakdown, you're discussing Robin Williams, and obviously, apparently, you've rubbed elbows and more with him. And you have a whole list of celebrities that you have on the show, and somehow... You guys have on dead celebrities as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of ghosts.
Yeah, you jealous? Yeah. Jealous, Josh Cadernos?
Ronnie's
yeah, we got
ghosts
ghost on.
Just say
no,
Josh.
No, I'm not
a
fucking
not
ghost.
A ghost, Handy. Why are you spreading rumors?
Courtney is government. He's a fucking ghost. He's dead.
Nuh-uh.
We're well, trying to work that out.
I'll tell you this. You better watch out then, because ghosts can't commit crimes. All right? I'm going to smash your mug. I'm going to smash your fucking
mug. Smash my mug.
Yeah.
Josh,
yeah.
We got to get a ghost in our podcast.
Yeah.
What ghost would be
guys,
good?
Guys, if you want, I could put in a good word with the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage. For
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know him personally.
Frequent guest. Yup. We've had him on. The
Holy
ghost
shit.
Of Ted Kennedy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's on God. All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
actually in the corner right now.
Steve Jobs. Steve
yeah,
Jobs.
Steve Jobs,
Steve Jobs on. Fucked one of the trash wheels down there in the harbor, and he got a child.
He got a child, trash wheel child.
Yeah. I did, too. I also fucked the trash wheel. Well, I jerked off in the harbor, so it's basically the same thing.
Well, yeah.
Nice,
but
nice.
Handy doesn't take care of his trash wheel child.
Yeah, he does. Because what
him
happened
fingers.
Was.
I feed him fingers.
It was an accident. Handy was pumping off in a harbor.
Yeah.
It landed in a harbor, and then lightning struck the harbor and then got the trash wheel pregnant.
The female
and then
trash.
Made another
Holy
little trash
shit.
Wheel.
Yeah.
So that's how Handy became
it's a
pop.
It's a classic tale from a 1980s movie that I just can't put my finger on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if you've been down a harbor recently, you've probably seen that there's extra trash wheels now, and that's because one of them's my kid and one of them's Steve Jobs' kid.
Yeah. Because yeah. the ghost of Steve Jobs just happened to fuck a trash wheel in the Baltimore Harbor randomly.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's what happened. So, you know.
It's a dual podcast, guys. This is a hell of a time of celebration for the Baltimore Voice 50th episode.
I hope Steve Jobs' cancer, like, skips a generation. I wouldn't want his trash wheel son to die.
Right. Or if he just paid a little more attention and got modern medicine, he'd still be here.
He died of curable cancer because he tried herbal remedies.
Yeah, ghost of Steve Jobs like, try some herbal remedies, trash wheels. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, take some tea, rub it on your cancer. Yeah,
he recommended this herb for my micro penis. I said, Steve Jobs, I'll leave it up to the doctors. Thank you very much.
That's kind of funny. One of the richest dudes in the world dies of curable cancer.
Yeah, that is hilarious. That's so funny. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, I guess.
Holistic. What do you holistic mean?
But
you know?
Like, it means like it comes out of Handy because he's a whole.
Oh.
That's true. W-H-O-L-E. Oh.
W-H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
The whole of the podcast, Andy.
Oh, definitely.
Andy,
I'm
Andy.
The Sherpa and
no.
Sir
no.
Edmund Hillary of the podcast.
Neither of those things. Sir Edmund Hillary is a made-up person.
Both false.
Queen of England knighted me, and now I'm a Sir. Sir
Again, nobody
Handy
knows
hole.
What a Quinn is. Nobody knows what a Quinn is. You
Quinn
know.
Of England.
I apologize. Mm-hmm. I apologize, Umar and Josh. Mm-hmm. Josh Umar for your eyes. Handy's just spewing untruthful to
speaking
to y'all
speaking
and your
out
audience.
Of harbor Michael Phelps
you do not introduce topics, Andy. We just went through this and we're going through it again. You're embarrassing us in front of our dual podcast.
It's fucking embarrassing. All we're right. over here swimming upstream against your bullshit,
Ronnie.
Now speaking of swimming,
that's a great one. Ronnie, please introduce the next
that's
topic
a
for the
gold
boys.
Medal transition right there, I think.
Ooh, right. Eight.
Well, he had to.
Transitions.
You interrupted him. He had to continue the transition. Get
yeah,
it, Ron.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop
you know, it's like I gotta get around you. I gotta try to find a way to get around you. So it's like I gotta take the subway underneath all your bullshit. Speaking of Subway, their favorite sponsor, Michael Phelps, is gonna be competing in the Winter Olympics over in Korea.
I don't think that's true, guys. Michael Phelps is a swimmer.
Little known fact,
yeah,
Umar.
I gotta
first
go with
all,
Umar on that.
Do your
one.
Research.
Yeah.
Second of all. Michael Phelps is swimming in the frozen lakes of South Korea, bringing the medals home to Baltimore.
Now, Charles, if I could piggyback, you say frozen, but not permanently frozen. Because here's the thing. They're too scared to let him compete over there. All right? The world's greatest Olympian happens to be a Baltimorean, right? He's over there full of burger cookies, Roll Farms, and Bo, and he's ready to get to fucking work. And they're like, no, it's not a swimming pool. He's like, let me on ice.
Yep.
Let me on a fucking ice. I swim so fast I'll melt it. Y'all can still be on your skates. I don't care.
The heat of Michael Phelps swimming so fast, melts the ice into a pool, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how Michael Phelps is bringing home the medals to Baltimore.
Oh.
Umar, if you looked it up, you'd know something.
Yeah. Still doesn't make sense, but I'll go with you.
You remind me of our mayor who's too busy to read the news. You're too busy to do your research on Michael Phelps, Umar.
Michael Phelps' for that mom matter. Was my 8th grade science teacher.
Oh, that's funny. I fucked Michael Phelps' mom.
Yeah, she has a perfect puss for Ronnie's fidget spinner deck.
That's true. That's a fact.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's a 100% got
it. I said, your son swims, my dick spins. And that was it. Right. She was in on
Ronnie went up to Michael Phelps' mom and goes, your son swims? Well, I'm going to fuck you with my fidget spinner dick.
We tried that again, Charles.
She said, your son swims? Well, so do my semen and your fidget spinner puss with my fidget spinner dick.
Oh, my God.
I got a couple swimmers for you. A couple million. Shooting out of my
Ronnie,
spinner dick.
You never know where they're
going.
Probably
why Michael is such a troubled guy, you know, he didn't have like a father growing up, and then fucking
Ronnie
coming over here and fucking his mom all the time.
I'm kind of with
What's it like being a stepdad for Michael Phelps?
You know, Andy, I was gonna ask the same question.
Hey,
man.
Great mom.
All right, we can't let these.
That
we,
is not a good.
We
sign
can't let these two hang out too long.
Not a good sign for you, my guy.
CCBC.
Yeah. Eventually, T will be an alumni of CCBC.
I'm the only one to go CCBC because, hey, and he's too ugly to get in.
Anyway, Ronnie, how is it being the stepdad to Michael Phelps growing up?
Honestly, it's pretty great. Obviously, he owes all of his talents to me and my dick.
100%.
Yeah. So it's nice that basically it's like I'm a champion. You know what I mean? He literally couldn't do that without me. You know what I mean? So it's basically like I'm really the best Olympian of all time.
I'm assuming
technically it goes to Ronnie.
I'm assuming that you were the one who gave him all the weed.
Gave it to him. He stole it.
Oh,
he stole it from me.
Pissant stole all his stepdad's weed.
He stole it. And then I when that Tom Brady stuff came out, I kind of identified with it because I caught him stealing my weed once, and I went, "What do I get?" You know. And then he came over and kissed me.
Wait. Wait, are you talking about that video of Tom Brady making out with his son?
Yeah.
That shit was gross.
Yeah, that's how you raise champions.
It really
y'all
hit
don't
him.
Know.
Yeah, really hit him.
Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah. He was stealing my weed, and I said, "What do I get?" You know. And then he kissed me.
It caused. I know it caused some tension in the Phelps household day when he found out that you're a faster swimmer than him. Because when you spin your fidget spinner dick and you jump in the ocean, it's like a motor propelling you. And so you just swim him, and then he couldn't handle that. He was too jealous.
Right.
And that's how I learned to swim fast, because I kept trying to get kisses, and I said, "Come here, boy. Yeah. What do
Ronnie's
I get?" And then he had to swim away from me, and that's how he learned.
Ronnie's dick has killed a lot of dolphins at Ocean City.
A lot of people don't know Ronnie has a unique style of swimming where he pushes his pelvis facing backwards.
Yeah.
And that fidget spinner propels his body.
And the thing is, I have to swim nude because it'll get caught up. Like the netting from the shorts will get caught up, so I'm naked in the pool. And I tell you, the Olympic Committee frowns on that.
Yeah, they definitely do. We tried to just like we presented a three-headed monster solution for the GM of the Ravens, we presented a three-headed monster swimming team for the Olympics, but they frowned upon it.
They frowned on it. Let me in there. They're scared to let me compete. They're scared.
They've been that scared.
I made
just like Josh is scared of Andy.
I
maintain Ronnie would be a multi-time Olympic gold medalist if the Olympic Committee would have let him in there. I'll tell you that much.
You know what? It reminds me of the fact that Handy is a multi-time local dumbass guy.
That's true. I won multiple Best of Baltimore's for Best Local Dumbass. Check it out.
It's in the city papers. Go look at it. If you can't find it, look at the plaques that Handy had
made. Can I ask Josh and Umar a question?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Now, our friend Handy over here, he has been known to do some stand-up comedy. Josh even gave him a set at last year's Art Skate.
I killed it.
Here's my question.
Yeah, I did hear some rumors about some retard like hitting himself in the face with bricks.
Jesus,
that's
that retard right there.
Thank you.
Well, here's my question: how does he expand his wheelhouse to include jokes besides hitting himself in the face?
I want to defer to Umar. Umar is going to be recording an album, actually.
When's this album recording coming out?
February 18th, everyone. Sold now.
Where's it called? Where's it going to be at?
At the Creative Alliance at Patterson. You guys ever been down that way?
Oh, hell yeah. I love the Creative Alliance.
Umar, let me ask you, do you need an opener? Because I'm available.
That is fantastic.
Man. I don't think there's enough bricks at the venue, dude.
I'll bring my own.
He's a bricklayer.
Have bricks, we'll travel. Bring your own brick.
I think I'm good, man. I don't know. Can you do maybe a tight five?
Hey, I'll do the tightest five. You'll see.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you might be afraid to follow me after what a great act I did, but yeah, that's the risky
just
run.
Headline the.
Oh, real quick, Umar, yeah. He does have to give the front couple of rows ponchos with disclaimers.
Oh,
yeah. Just pieces of brick and blood fall off, and we don't want anyone suing us if the
Yeah, people have been named to die, but Sonic Kirk and Miles has me covered with the disclaimer on the ponchos, so it's all good.
Because you got a phone?
I've got a fame for sure. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, he does.
Sonic Kirk and Miles.
It's a flip fame, but it still counts.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. What's the second word in that?
Right.
What?
It's a phone. You got a phone. I was trying to support you.
Yeah,
God,
that's right.
Flip phone's a phone.
I got a phone. It's a flip phone, but it's a phone.
Glad we cleared that up.
Yeah,
guys.
Me too. So what was your question?
My question is, what is a good way that Handy can expand his wheelhouse and stop just doing bricks on a face and maybe tell some jokes? Right, Handy?
No, I think I'm just going to refine my act and just, you know, catapult to celebrity. That's my plan.
How's that sound, Josh Umar Josh?
I think you've figured it out. Yeah. I mean, why not just get famous?
I mean, are you able to express like your personality on stage, you know? Because that's really big right now. People want to know who the person on stage is. Can you do that with just smashing bricks on your face?
I do share my blood with the audience so they get a taste of me that way. So I think that's part of it. That's very
that
intimate.
More personable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you done the Magoobies new comedian contest?
No. I've been trying to model my career after Tim Allen. So
yeah, him and Tim Allen have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're skyrocketing. They've both been arrested for cocaine-related arrests.
That's true.
So
I remember that from when I guessed it on the podcast.
He's the new Tim Allen.
Yeah.
So because you're modeling off Tim Allen, you can't do Magoobies contest?
Yeah, he came out of what, Detroit, I think, so I need to be doing Detroit-based comedy.
Okay.
Another.
So you need to move to
Yeah, he's got
to
go up there.
No, I mean, I'll just drive up there, do a show, come back. Yeah, I can't be
but
leaving
another,
Baltimore.
Another similarity between Handy and Tim Allen is they both have catchphrases. Like Tim Allen's catchphrase is, ooh.
Yeah.
And then Handy, what's your catchphrase?
That's what up.
Yeah, he came up with that. Yeah. He came up
really?
With that.
Yeah. That's completely original.
And I also got Dilly Dilly. That's my number two
Dilly
catchphrase.
Also number two. We don't allow him to say catchphrases on the Baltimore Voice, but since this is a dual podcast, 50th episode celebration.
So, Ron, when you guys go see Handy,
that's Charles.
Oh, Charles.
I'm Ronnie.
Ronnie Charles.
Don't get us confused.
I just
listen
hear
to
the voices. They sound very similar.
We all oh, my God. Way to generalize again.
Yeah.
Jesus.
When Ronnie and Charles, when you guys go see Handy, don't call him.
Andy.
No, Andy, don't call him Handy.
That's correct.
How is it being an audience member?
I stand way far back because I don't want to get hit with any shrapnel.
Yeah.
So it's really tough to tell what's going on in the venue because I'm all the way back.
And you can't hear over all the laughs. Say that's it too.
Nah, not much. There's a lot of screams.
But yeah, either way they're reacting, and I think that's good.
Yeah, any reaction is
good. Yeah, yeah. So
I think these guys are professional comedians.
Yeah.
Any reaction is good, right? You don't just need to laugh. Like groans and screams and what the hell's going on? Those are very good, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you're getting them to react, they're paying attention.
Hey, for sure.
Man, you must be doing something right then.
Thank you. Yeah, because I know. Jesse the Body Ventura has seen you, and he gave you seal
of
approval.
He's a big fan. Comes to all my shows.
Has Jesse the Body been on the Dig Sesh?
Yeah. Has Jesse the Body been on, guys?
No.
We've had him on Air Podcast.
I mean, I don't know. We don't really do conspiracy theories, you know?
Right, but he has so much more to offer than conspiracy theories.
Yeah. And, you know, it makes sense, too, because it's like, you know, if you're faced with a problem, what do you follow? What do you follow? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Follow the money, that's what I say.
You follow the money!
Oh, okay.
God damn.
Umar, Josh, between the two E's, you can't come up and follow the money? We're trying to set you up.
I've heard him say that, but, you know, he's not like
these guys got blank stares. Like, you don't know what the hell anybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, If you want to make sure the Hampton area knows what you're talking about, you should advertise on a billboard.
Area 7-Eleven.
In Hampton, hon.
Sorry, what's happening?
There is no better place happening? To get your message across to the Hampton area than putting your message
on the billboard.
Area
7-Eleven.
In Hampton, hon.
Right. Like, say, for instance, like the Dig Sesh was like, hey, we need to have high caliber guests. Like, yeah, you should advertise over there and get your fucking asses in gear.
Yeah. Right, you should do it on a billboard.
Area 7-Eleven.
And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, maybe you want to get a good movie and a nice meal with your significant other. So head to the McDonald's on Falls Road, where the Red Box is.
Where the Red Box is.
Yeah,
yo,
so
can
there
I
you
say
go.
Something about that McDonald's?
If you want, but I mean, you're interrupting our advert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Technically, we finished the goddamn advert.
I hope you got something to say about the Red Box being like located there.
Yeah, because yeah, better be that. Because first of all, so you can say what you want about the McDonald's. Right. They are not a sponsor. It is, in fact, the Red Box in front of the McDonald's that is the sponsor. So just tread carefully over there.
And advert. Okay, now get yeah.
The only thing I like at McDonald's, I like every now and then, me and Josh has come with me.
Yeah.
We get good times.
Yeah, I bet he comes with you.
Yeah, I bet he comes on you.
That's
God
a
guy.
That's a strong guy.
Got him.
Oh, how did you know?
And I like getting their soft serve.
Right.
But this
yeah, I bet you do. Yeah. Is it soft?
Yeah.
When he serves it to you?
Are you
serves
his that dick I, like, to you. A limp dicks in my butthole?
No, body? We're talking ice cream.
Oh,
Jesus
okay.
Christ.
Ice, Umo, what the hell are you
first
talking
with the
man?
Body shaming that is?
God. Damn.
I don't know.
What is your
Josh,
what is your
kind
comedy?
What person do you have on
look,
your podcast?
I was molested by Robin Williams.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah. Blue collar comedy tour's own Umar Khan over here. God damn.
But every time I go to this fucking McDonald's on Falls Road, their soft serve machine's broken, and it pisses me off.
That is a notorious McDonald's problem, is that their ice cream machines are broken.
You should just comfort yourself by getting a DVD from a Redbox.
Yeah.
You know what I do if I go to McDonald's and then the ice cream machine is broken? I said, I want vanilla soft serve. You got any vanilla soft serve? He said, no, the ice cream machine's broken. I whip out my micro penis, empty out my cup of Diet Coke, jerk off into that cup, and hand it back to him and say, now you got some soft serve, Gotti. And I drive away real quick before anything else happens.
Yeah, I've seen this happen once or twice, and it's concerning.
When I go there and I say, has you guys got vanilla soft serve? And they're like, no. And I'm like, you guys got Vanilla Sky on DVD? And they're like, also no. And then, I'm sad because that movie's been out for a long time, so it's no longer in the Redbox rotation.
Yeah, and then you got Tom Cruise away, you know?
Is that the movie
or
where Tom
Penelope
Cruise is,
Cruise away?
Special?
Say what?
Tom Cruise.
He's special in every movie.
Oh, okay.
He's
a national treasure.
Yeah.
That's Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks has AIDS.
Now, I tell you, I figured out a little loophole now for this little soft serve problem you might be having,
What's
Charles.
That?
So what I do is, you know, if I go to the McDonald's separately, independently of you, and I go there and they say, our soft serve machine's down, I go, well, let me ask you this. Do you have any cum from a micro penis?
Oh, yeah. And you know they save my cum every single
Damn.
Time.
Yeah. And I just add M&Ms to it, and it's basically the same as a McFlurry.
Right.
So,
the moral of that story is Ronnie eats my cum. Mm-hmm. That's the moral.
Well, when they don't have soft serve, I mean, what are you going to do? I need a treat.
So do
it's
you
like
guys
a,
eat each other's
guys,
cum, Josh and Umar?
It's a McSpermie. No. There we go.
There it is.
So I'm going to ask that question again. Even though Handy did get a god him.
Thank you.
Do you guys, Josh and Umar, Josh, you guys eat each other's cum ever?
No.
It hasn't
With
come
M&Ms
up.
Or like
no.
Oreos?
What kind of friends are you if you're not eating each other's
sometimes
cum?
Sometimes we share, sometimes we'll share like quinoa.
Yeah.
What's quinoa? Like, I don't know what that is.
Hey. Ronnie, they used to live together, so I'm a little worried about that. Those
is quinoa quinoa is a slang term for cum, then?
Yeah, like I'm keen on that wah.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Ronnie, that's a great point.
Yeah,
What say you, Umar, Josh Umar?
I've never eaten Umar's cum.
No, quinoa is just it's a seed. That they eat.
It's,
so my cum. My cum's a seed too. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Ask Mike Phelps' mom what it is.
You eat Josh's seeds.
I planted the seeds of greatness. I did that.
So are you saying you're more than a stepdad? If you
listen, come on, allegedly, come on, don't put me out there like that.
A lot of
allegedly. That child support, no. Ronnie.
Oh, come on, you don't need support. You're a grown man.
Right.
Roman. Yeah, plus he's a fucking multimillionaire.
Yeah, and I should be too. Give me some of that money.
Yeah, well, unfortunately,
he started dating a
transvestite or something.
Yeah, was that a real story?
Yeah,
or was she a crazy person that allegedly said she was dating?
Listen, guys, I have my ear to the ground in the Baltimore area, and I was told by several sources, none of whom knew Michael Phelps personally at all, that it was in fact real, and he did date a chick with a dick.
Oh, my God. Good for him.
Allegedly.
Went to rehab, right?
Allegedly. Yeah, he also went to rehab allegedly.
He went to rehab for having sex with transvestites? Is that what he did?
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
There's rehab for that?
It's the same rehab Harvey Weinstein
part of the podcast, guys.
God damn, Handy. You and Umar are lining up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand if that's what kind of rehabs there is. I don't know what these options are these days.
Right. Well, people with money, unlike you, dumbass Handy, have a lot of options. Hey. You have one option, and that's to hit yourself in the face with bricks.
Hey. I just love that he's an alcoholic and just still crushing at the Olympics. That's fucking awesome.
Well, you know, that's how he gets all his calories. You know, when you're a swimmer, you got to eat and eat and eat. Yeah. He just stays drunk as fuck.
That's why we drink so many booze, because we're athletes.
He just eats potato wedges from Raw Farms and drinks Bays.
Yeah, yep. And the chicken from Old Farm.
Yeah, you know what I do? I turn my wedge into a straw. I hollow out the middle of it, and I suck up on my boo through that.
Yeah.
That's innovative. We're innovators on this podcast.
Yeah. Well, there's a Rural Farms right down the street from where Josh lives, guys. So
yeah.
After this podcast, let's go down the street and get some Rural Farms.
Yeah, they got an upstairs seating area for some reason.
You know, I don't know why.
You ever go to Rural Farms and you're like, let me sit down.
Hey, I
want
to sit down. And
it's a great first date location if you want to impress your date. How about we have a nice sit-down meal at Rural Farms?
You got your wedges, you got your chicken, you got your Coca-Cola product, you got your Twinkies dessert or whatever Hostess product they have.
Yeah.
You take it upstairs. It's a great first date.
Hey, they got a Chipwich, too, if you want to get real crazy.
I love a Chipwich.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I appreciate you guys having us over here doing a goddamn podcast.
Oh, well, it's really
a dual podcast.
I'll say quick reminder.
It's been a dual podcast.
Yeah.
Quick reminder for all the fakes, make your reservations for Valentine's Day at Rural Farms now, okay, because this is going to fill up.
We're going to book up. They're going to fill up.
Is that where you take your plethora of ladies?
Whenever
Charles.
I fuck a girl, I leave her bed the next morning, go straight to Rural Farms, never take them.
Damn.
I'm not paying for nothing more than I have to, Umar.
Oh my God!
Hey, so you're saying you're paying for sex, so you're having sex with prostitutes?
That's not what I heard. That is not what I heard.
God damn it, Handy. First of all, how dare you? Second of all, so what if I do? How dare you?
Hey, nay shame in my game. If you want to have sex with prostitutes, gay right for it.
He's supporting the local economy.
Yeah.
And I'm a man up against the wall, so don't test me. Disrespect me. Heavens to Betsy.
Hey, you're quoting Fred of the Pod, Ice Tea.
Breed. That's what he said earlier. Handy, you are so quick with these call out on episodes. You remember what episode that was?
I was thinking of taking my girl to what's that? It's
that's been all the time we have. Okay.
To Woodbury Kitchen. You guys ever take your women to
I'm sorry. It's a what kitchen?
A Woodbury Kitchen. It's
what's a Woodbury?
What's a Woodbury? Is that when like a bird shits on a tree?
Is that when there's like a hole in the tree and you stick your hand in there and it's a pine cone or something?
You guys are Baltimore dudes. You never heard of Woodbury Kitchen?
I don't know what the fuck. What is a Woodbury?
I'll tell you, the only kitchen I appreciate is Sunshine fucking Kitchen down there in Ocean City where I get candy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I'm mixing up. It's Candy Kitchen.
Yeah.
Hold on. I go to Candy Kitchen and get Sunshine. I go to Sunshine Kitchen to get
candy. Kitchen.
All right. I'm bow deep. We got to end this scene.
All right. Cool.
I'm drunk.
Well, thank you, Baltimore Voice, for coming on.
Oh, hold up. This is not how we end a podcast. We got a lot more content to do.
Hey, we got to do D's and Dates.
We
didn't do Enemy of the Pod. We didn't do Hero of the Pod. We didn't do D's and Dates.
Well, it's been, it's a dual podcast. The rules are different. You got to let it flow.
And you know what we're going to do, guys? Since the Olympics are in South Korea and since we arranged Ed Reed to protect South Korea from North Korea, we are going to do a Ed Reed protecting South Korea, Japan, and the West Coast of the United States, Baltimore.
Deez.
And
Dones.
Umar and Josh Umar, if you do listen to podcasts every week, which I know you do, week we give you a Baltimore do and a Baltimore don't on a relevant topic. And this week we are doing Ed Reed protecting the western coast of the United States, Japan, and South Korea edition.
Wait, so Ed Reed, I know I was accused of not following the news before, but I have not heard of Ed Reed being at the Olympics.
Oh my God.
Open a newspaper there.
Yeah.
Josh, have you at least heard or you follow the news enough to know Ed Reed is following the Olympics?
Of course. I'm well aware that Ed Reed is protecting the Olympians in Korea.
Here's the thing. The United States government contacted the Baltimore Voice to see if we could get Ed Reed, the greatest defender and ball hawk in the history of the NFL, to protect South Korea, Japan, and the West Coast of the United States from any potential missile from North Korea.
Okay.
He will catch it and send it back because he is the best safety of all time.
Yeah.
Now, Ed Reed is on high alert because the Winter Olympics are in South Korea.
Yeah. Right.
So we're going to tell you our air, Baltimore do's and Baltimore don'ts. And I'm going to start it
yous
off.
You guys ever see that movie Munich about the terrorism at the Munich Olympics? So you just imagine if Ed Reed were there, that movie would have been 5 minutes long. It would have been like everything was cool because Ed Reed was there.
Yeah. None of it would have happened.
Yeah. He'd catch him. He'd go, Alu Akbar over there.
Reed.
Catch him and throw him away. Yeah.
He would throw it right back at their face. My Baltimore do, Ed Reed Protection Edition, is if you're ever in South Korea, do make sure you get in contact with Ed Reed and let him know so he can control and track your coordinates to make sure you do not get hit with a missile.
Sure.
Ronnie, let's move on to your Baltimore do.
My Baltimore do, what edition is this again?
Ed Reed Protection Edition.
Yeah, I would say I'd get over there and I'd say, Ed Reed, first of all, I understand that 50% of the world is covered in water and you cover the rest. I understand
that's
that.
That's it.
I understand that.
50% water, 50% land.
That's it.
That's how it's divided.
That's what I learned at TCBC.
50-50, guys.
Show me a different breakdown. It makes sense. Right. Okay. Now, listen, I'd say, Ed, you're doing a great job. Just make sure you protect my alleged son as well. Michael Phelps is over there, and he's our most entrusted Olympian, and allegedly is my son, and he's going to be competing. He's going to be melting waters, and everybody's going to be jealous. So do protect my alleged son.
There it is. Michael Handy, Phelps. What is your Baltimore do, Ed Reed Protection Edition?
My Baltimore do, Ed Reed Protection Edition, is when you're in South Korea's, take a look at Samsung TVs because they might have good prices there, aren't they?
Oh, okay.
Well, in fact, that's where they make Samsung TVs.
Can I do a Ed Reed do?
I'm moving South right Korea on addiction. To Umar for his. All right. But we'll do Ed Reed protection.
Yeah, Umar, so I know Mike Pence.
Let Charles handle the Hastings duties, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Umar,
I'm
in this
sorry.
One only case, listen to Handy.
Okay, there we go. I'm listening. All right, Charles, you got.
It's up time for Umar's Baltimore do Ed Reed Protection Edition.
All right, I know Mike Pence is over there in South Korea, so Ed Reed, do fuck Mike Pence's wife.
Oh, wow.
Hey, definitely. That's a
cover that
sure.
pussy. You know what I mean?
That's a strong
Let's
dude.
Let's hear to local comedic legend Josh Coderna for his Baltimore do Ed Reed Protection Edition.
Let me just follow up on that. Do fuck Mike Pence's wife twice.
All right, yeah.
Go for it.
Right. You know, everyone
go for
knows
it.
Ed Reed does a thorough fucking job, so.
Three.
He was gonna do it
he
twice
fucks,
anyway.
But
and he fucks hard and he fucks good.
He knows how to read that spread.
Literally, that's a god him right there. Strong.
Very strong. Yeah, I agree. So, and it looks like Mike Pence probably doesn't fuck his wife. So she probably wants
probably
it twice.
Not. That's
she
the whole point of the joke.
You mean
Josh,
his mother? He doesn't fuck his mother.
We're amateurs here. Yeah, we don't understand the fucking
break
joke.
It down over there, guy. Good job. Good job, guy.
God. let's stick with Josh Coderna for his Baltimore don't Ed Reed protection.
I would say don't end up in North Korea. If you can, you can get lost. I would say Ed Reed, don't let any Americans end up in North
That's
Korea.
That's good. Josh Coderna coming through in the clutch, moving quickly on the Umar for his Baltimore don't
Ed Reed,
Ed Reed
I know.
Protection. Hold on. I did not finish introducing it. I didn't set it up, Umar.
Okay.
For Umar.
Wide berth, Umar.
Don't.
Give him a wide berth.
Tomorrow, don't. Ed Reed Protection Edition.
Ed Reed, don't. I know you think it's funny, but Ed Reed, don't do the Asian squinty-eyed joke where you use your fingers and pull your eyes out.
That's good.
While you're
a surprisingly non-bigoted take from Umar.
Wow.
This podcast,
took them all
Reed,
podcast.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going to keep it moving right to Handy Hole for his Baltimore don't. Ed Reed Protection Edition.
Okay, my Baltimore date Ed Reed Protection Edition is don't dress up like a missile when you're there because Ed Reed may mistake you for a missile and he will promptly send you to North Korea.
That is a very good Baltimore. Yeah. Don't be any god as strong. Once or twice a podcast, you do make a good point. We're keeping it moving, going to Ronnie's Baltimore Don't Edward Protection Edition.
My don't is to all the other countries that want to compete with us. Don't do it, all right? You know, because Ed Reed's not going to protect you. I tell you, you know, if one of them errant missiles happens to land on the Russia side, he ain't protecting that.
No, he's not protecting a goddamn thing that's not for America or its allies.
That's right. So don't even go, because you're going to lose anyway.
And we are going to round out this Baltimore Do's and Baltimore Don'ts with my Charles's Baltimore Don't Ed Reed Protection Edition. My Baltimore Don't is, if you happen to be in South Korea, like Candy said, don't dress like a missile. But also, don't think that you are not better than everyone else there, because Lord knows America is the best country in the world, and we are better than everybody else. So don't think you are their equal. No, you are better than them. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
That's true. Loud and proud, baby.
God damn. I'm not gay or nothing, but I'm crying.
I got goosebumps, man. Strong, powerful. Yeah.
You know what?
Charles?
I love Baltimore, but above all, I am a patriot, and I bring that passion to the Baltimore Voice every single week, guys.
Oh, absolutely. So that's how it's done, boys. We're going to end this duel podcast. And I do want to apologize. I thought this was the other type of duel, so that's why I've been holding a gun the entire time.
It's okay, God. Let's just have we podcast sometimes.
I know. Being very nervous.
It's a sense of urgency.
It's also how I like to point at people to go. Like when I point the gun at you, Umar, like it's your turn to talk.
All right. I want to thank everybody. Thank you, Josh Kaderna and Umar Khan,
honestly,
for having us on this new podcast.
We want to thank you guys. Yeah, has been really, you know, your great network mates. And
Page Network.
Page.
Yeah, absolutely. And we learned a lot, I think, from you guys as well.
Hey, for sure.
Let's do this again. Let's do this again in another 50 episodes.
Sure, guys. I would love to do it even sooner than that. We'll probably arrange.
We'll look at the schedule. We'll look at the schedule.
I want to thank you, Ronnie, for being here.
Oh, Charles, I want to thank you again. I'm just following your lead. You're our fearless leader over there. Podcast land going up podcast mountain.
Andy, don't call me Andy, but we do because we disrespect them. Oh, thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you. I also want to thank Josh for letting me into his hand. And if I could just get a...
It's a first.
If I could just get a...
It usually stands outside.
If I could just get a quick tour of your bedroom and bathroom, I'd really appreciate that.
And your underwear drawer, Gotti.
I don't think so. Also, I think it was established at the beginning of the episode that we're at the Tage Network executive offices. But if maybe later you could swing by.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
We're going to have to do some cutting around that guy. But thank you for listening. Thank you to our sponsors.
Yeah.
Thank you to Digression Sessions, the Tage Network.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time on the Baltimore Voice. David Kettner. Take us out.
Wow.
Whoa.
I listen.
All right, cool, man. See you guys.
Baltimore Boys, baby. 50 fucking episodes, motherfuckers.